Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from New Zealand, we hear from Sister Judith Ann O'Sullivan. Sister Judith Ann lives in Dunedin and is a preacher and spiritual director. Her preaching is entitled, Is He Out of His Mind?
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus came with his disciples into the house. Again the crowd gathered, making it impossible for them even to eat. When his relatives heard of this, they set out to seize him, for they said, He is mad, out of his mind. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, reading a book about monasticism, I was surprised by a quote from Abba Anthony, the founder of monasticism. The quote read, A time is coming when men will go mad, and when they see someone who is not mad, they will attack that person saying, You are mad. You are not like us. So it would seem that anyone we don't understand or is not like us, we can simply label as mad or out of their mind. Is that how it was with the relatives of Jesus? Strangely, I sat with this quote for some time, linking it to my understanding of projection, which I believe is a very prevalent illness of our time. In other words, when we don't claim our own shadow and differences, we project them onto others and blame them for the plank we won't recognize in our own eye. Something we are reminded of in the gospel when judging the splinter in the eye of our neighbour. Since we began Ordinary Time this year in our liturgy, we have been listening to Mark's Gospel. It began with Jesus speaking with authority, an inner authority, which comes from his relationship with God, his Abba. Very quickly, the evil spirits arrived on the scene, and even in their darkness, they recognized Jesus as the light, the Holy One of God, very different from them. From there, it seems, a drama is being played out as we observe Jesus preaching, praying, healing, choosing his apostles. Seeing a strong characteristic of Jesus in Mark's Gospel, showing us how he confronts the Pharisees as a way of bringing the truth into the light. And you see, once the Pharisees saw Jesus choosing people they didn't approve of, they then met with Herod's supporters looking for a way to destroy Jesus. This man Jesus is different, not like us. Anyone who, like Jesus, heals and sets people free can expect criticism and judgment, a way of being isolated, considered different, and thus slightly mad. As I have already said, when they are not one of us, we will project our darkness and problems onto them. Sound familiar? Jesus has shown clearly the complexities of human nature with his choice of the apostles. Some are quite different, so not one of us. Yet Jesus has the grace to accept people as they are, believing that God, the creator of differences, is the one who calls. The drama comes to a head in today's reading when another crowd gathers to listen to Jesus. And this time it is his relatives who try to take control, stating that Jesus is mad, out of his mind. However, let's face the truth. It is not in the relatives' best interests to be associated with Jesus. After all, they might find themselves on the margins when Jesus challenges those who choose to live in the darkness. So let's just say, he is out of his mind. He is mad. This must surely be one of the saddest statements in the Gospels. Let us pray that we can take on the mind of Christ. For though he was divine, Jesus did not cling to his equality with God, but emptied himself to become as we all are, with all our differences. Let us pray to understand each other and to refrain from judging. Amen.